Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's an old commode, and unfortunately, due to the hard water I have at my apartment complex in Temecula.
Is that where you are now?
I'm in Temecula.
That's nice.
And I can do a greeting for you on Cameo.
But what would that sound like if you did one?
Hi, this is your old friend, Gary Busey. Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Oh, I'll tell you what I do.
Yes?
I'll tell you what I do do. What I do do, if there is the flash, which is, and normally the camera goes, or you've got the quick edit with the person,
yes.
I'll normally time it to freeze it. You've never lifted a weight?
No.
Like you've never picked up a barbell?
Well, I'm sure I've picked one up, probably to tidy up. But other than that.
Would there be one in here?
Yeah, I think Robert has a couple weights in the rumpus room over there that I probably had to move around.
You've this been guy, in gyms?
I have. Mostly but to meet guys.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Hey, folks, it's Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm starting the show solo today because Mike is finishing up some charity work and he wanted me to just get the ball rolling. This is so weird because I built my home studio, as you can see, and I have a flashing light that is left over from a previous incarnation. It's the hotline. And when it flashes, you're supposed to take the call, but we don't normally take hotline calls. But since it's by myself, I'm going to go ahead and answer it and pick up the phone. Hello.
Hello. Hello out there. It's your good buddy, Gary Busey.
Oh, Gary, I haven't seen you in a month of Sunday, or as the kids say, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's my job to share my thoughts with you, and it's your job to take those thoughts that I'm sharing and know what those thoughts are that I care to share.
So that's your job now?
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing great. Life is a gift. And the universe tells us that giving our gifts is important to give, if you understand what I mean.
I kind of do. So you're calling what with like some, are these like positive thoughts for us?
It's like I always say, a sour strawberry doesn't represent the whole strawberry patch. And in the great scheme of things, it'll still taste good if you cut it up and put it on your cornflakes.
Sort of like one bad apple, right?
Well, the universe, you know, the universe sings its song to me each and every day. You can hear it too, you know. You can hear that song.
I can
song.
Hear it?
You have to tune into the frequency on the receiver that we all have in each of our souls. Deep down in our souls, there's a radio frequency that transmits the power of the universe around us. And if you're able to tune in, you get the vibrations that allow you to have a good and happy life.
Does it help if you want to receive those vibrations? Does it help if you let your mouth hang open?
That's just getting oxygen. That's what we all need on this earth to make ourselves human.
You need air.
We need air. Fresh air is better than dirty air. That's why it's important for our city fathers to make sure that our waterways and our air is easy to breathe. You know
have
that.
Have you ever held your breath?
For Christ's sake.
Gary Busey, have you ever held your breath for a long time?
I've only been able to hold it when I made the movie Buddy Holly. I was able to. Unfortunately, due to 13 packs of cigarettes for most of my career a day, I was unable to be successful. But it doesn't matter if you can harness the powers of the universe and our cosmic realities that result in our existence as a whole.
How do we do that, though?
Well, it's simple. Like I always say, life is very similar to a can of tuna fish. When we're born,
yes.
When we're born, the
yes,
can
Gary.
The
yeah.
can is opened with a can opener.
Right.
At that point, you don't know if you're going to end up in a bowl on some white bread or spread on crackers. The cosmos makes that determination, just like whether or not you're going to want to put salt or pepper in it or chunks of celery. It's up to you. it's your determination as to what fits into the realm of the universe as a whole.
Did you eat a lot of tuna when you made Buddy Holly? Which is now, I guess, what we're calling the Buddy Holly story. We're just
if you were to hang out with me for a day, you'd find the tuna fish is one of my favorite foods.
Is it a go-to?
It's one of my pantry go-tos. And I've always used the same brand for 100 years, it seems.
What is that?
Like.
What brand? Yeah. What else would we find in the Busey pantry?
You would have all sorts of things. Yeah, I always have a can of, a tin, I should say, of Hershey's Cocoa. I have some Nescafe instant coffee.
Sure.
And I also have Chase and Sanborn regular ground coffee.
Chase and Sanborn.
And I also have some fresh homemade beans from my friend Yuri, who's my next door neighbor and grows his own coffee beans under a sun lamp in his apartment.
Is that all he grows?
Well, that's a different story for another show. But I just want to continue on my tuna analogy.
Please.
When our better angels slide into our bodies, we can accomplish anything.
Yes.
Just this morning, I was able at my advanced age to change out the ball cock on my commode. Now,
on your what?
On my commode.
Thank you, Gary.
The ball cock.
Yeah, I understand.
On my commode.
That's a toilet.
Your toilet is my commode.
I'm glad it isn't.
You're confusing me.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the ball cock.
Let me return to my story.
Thank you.
This morning I was able at my age to change out the ball cock on my commode. Normally, this would take me the better part of 4 or 5 hours, but because I was successfully able to channel my positive angelic spirit right into that commode, I accomplished this task in an astonishing 20 minutes.
That's great.
What do you think of that, Rob Spiewak?
What happened that you had to repair the ball cock on your commode?
It's an old commode, and unfortunately, due to the hard water I have at my apartment complex in Temecula.
Is that where you are now?
I'm in Temecula.
That's nice.
And I can do a greeting for you on Cameo if you'd like me to. But
what would that sound like if you did one?
Hi, this is your old friend Gary Busey. Happy birthday, Jonathan. I hope you enjoyed my film work, Buddy Holly.
Who's and, Jonathan?
Jonathan was the last person I did on Cameo.
Oh, okay.
It seems that I'm running out of time.
Well, you've been very generous with your time.
Stop interrupting me, please. I'd love to impart some more wisdom, but then I would be late for my hot yoga class.
Oh.
I haven't been in over 4 months. I said I haven't been in over 4 months, Rob.
You need to get there more often, then.
No, you have to ask me why I haven't.
Why haven't you been in 4 months?
Let's start again. I'd love to impart some more wisdom, but then I would be late for my hot yoga class. I haven't been in over 4 months.
How come you haven't been there in 4 months?
Unfortunately, I had to discontinue my classes late last year when in one session I broke my femur.
Oh, that's
trying
sad.
A particularly difficult pose.
What pose?
Well, I don't know the pose. That's not the question I wanted you to ask me. Like I always say, it's great fun until someone has to go to the emergency room.
That's true.
But I have an enormous respect for the medical community, even though they were unsuccessful at straightening out my eyes. At straightening out my eyes. Don't laugh through the punchline, Mike O'Mara. So that's all for now. I leave you with the words of the great spiritual healer, Malaka Tiki Boom Boom, who said, "We are all creatures of the sun, and it's our quest to eliminate all those toxic elements in sunscreen." I forgot to do the slurring that he does.
Yeah, sometimes you do slur.
Because those products and sunscreens are primarily responsible for allowing alien life forms to read our minds and ultimately control our lakes and tributaries in such a way as to cause us to lose our capabilities for critical thought.
Wow. He who controls the water controls everything, right? Right, Gary?
That's why I only bathe on Thursday. And I always keep my apartment at 82 degrees.
In Temecula?
And I wrap all of my dinnerware with a thin layer of tinfoil. As most ancient cultures show you, tinfoil is the key to understanding the universe. You know why?
Why?
Because it promotes regularity.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, hello.
You would be surprised who you just missed, Mike.
Who'd I miss?
Gary Busey.
Oh, what a wonderful performer.
Yeah, he's good. He was in
Still
Buddy
performing.
Holly.
Yes, he was. Great movie.
I love
Great
it.
Biopic.
Some people say biopic.
Why do they say that?
Because they're idiots. I don't like when people... I like biopic, not biopic.
Biopic. I mean, it sounds like it's a category, so it's just ducky. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are here. We are queer. We are ready to go skiing. We are very, very excited to have you along on a fabulous Tuesday program. And Rob Spiewak, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
I'm just keeping the truck running. I feel as though, as you might remember.
Yes.
I am not falling apart, but I am a normal senior citizen coming up on my 65th birthday.
Bless and you, I have Mike. To That's tell you, fantastic.
I, as you might remember, at the first of the year, just after the first of the year, I had a little bit of a kerfuffle with my insurance company.
I remember.
And if you are familiar with one of our favorite films, the film Lost in America, there's an opening scene where he is having the discussion with his boss about getting the promotion.
Yeah.
And at one point, when he decides to burn all the bridges, as I did with my insurance company, Albert Brooks looks across at his boss and says, well, then F you. And that's kind of what I did. Without using the words, that's what I said to... my insurance company, fully aware that I would be walking the tightrope, as it were, in between insurance companies. Now, I have a date of June 1st, a little over 1 month I have to keep the car running. Is everything all right over there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm counting the days. I'm trying to get you an actual countdown number, and I have a
paper
calendar on the wall.
Why do I, when you did that, I pictured you looking at a regular... paper calendar.
That's what it is. It was free from Uline. This week,
so analog.
Mike, this month is it's a picture of daisies on the on an open plane. It's pretty.
You know what I think you should do just to be
to
get that edge a little bit. You should get a real pinup. You should have. All right, I'm gonna make this suggestion.
You mean like Betty Page? Like
No, not like Betty Page. I'm talking about like the TMOS Pinup Society, which we will discuss later because I have found some very interesting videos that seem to be a new trend on that. But getting back to this, you should put lovely pictures of scantily clad women up on your wall.
All I have is Richard Nixon. That's all.
Why do you have Richard Nixon?
I have a vintage Nixon campaign button that says Nixon's the one, and that's what I see when I look up. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
See?
Tricky Dick. There he is.
There he is. Mike, you got to admit, it was a different era.
Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Who
would look back and think he was normal?
I know. Wow. Who would want him back again? And yet.
So, anywho. As I like to say on the show.
You do.
I feel as though after playing the sport that I love to play yesterday, what are you looking at now?
Mike, you have about 38 days left, counting today.
To live?
No, until your insurance kicks in.
38 days. And I'm fine. There are no
underlying health issues that I have. But I have to say this, that yesterday I've always had for since I was in my mid-30s, I've had a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
And I tweaked it yesterday. And I know how to fix it. And
how
I know
did you
the
tweak
doctor,
it was golfing that you tweaked it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I've, you know, it builds and then I get treatment on it and it goes away. And at this point, I know the spot. I know where it is. I know the doctor to see and I know the treatment to ask him to do. And that treatment involves an injection in the spot. And unlike a lot of people, I am very successful when I do that. However, it, you know, without insurance coverage, it is a little pricey for my blood to get all this done.
Sure.
Because he is a specialist.
They do run the bill up, the specialist. But is the pain so bad you can't sit out 38 days?
I could sit out 38 days, but I don't want to. I'd rather get
away. If you do, isn't it kind of a victory because you're thumbing your nose at the whole
business? No, I plan to do it. I'm going to do it. If I can't play, I won't be able to, but I won't. I just won't
okay.
do it.
All right.
But right now, I'm just sitting. I feel like when you've got an automobile that has run out of warranty and you're trying to fix that. You're trying to keep that automobile on the road.
Yes.
I found that analogy to be true with me today, that there are just the little aches and pains and little things that I would do. There's nothing major, which is I don't consider orthopedic issues to be all that major unless, as Jack Kent Cook would say, unless you aren't ambulatory.
But you're ambulatory. You're getting around
big time.
Fine.
I took the dog for a long walk today, and the back feels good. But I know it, and I know how it goes. Right now, it's ramping up to that moment in time where it might very well just pop at any moment, and then I would be really not have a choice. And that's what I'm trying to avoid right now.
Now, what would cause it? Obviously, you've dealt with this before. What would cause if you're in the danger, if you're Kenny Loggins right now, highway
in
to
the danger zone?
Yeah. What would be an activity or something that would
besides
cause it to
golf?
Pop? Yeah.
Manual labor around the home.
In groceries, could that do it?
That could do it. Yeah.
Okay. Some lifting.
Bending down to tie a shoe could do it. I threw it out one time making egg salad, peeling eggs at the sink. That was one of the worst I've ever had. I think I talked about it on the show back in the day when you guys were coming to the house in Manassas.
I know for a fact that peeling eggs requires a lot of core strength.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, the core strength. Yeah, I've lost a ton of weight, but this is the elephant in the room when it comes to that.
So to speak.
I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do. I know that I need to ultimately, and it's minor. It's I need to do a little weight work. I need to do golf will not cut it. And you could see the bodies of the men that I play with. It's not always necessary. Then there are guys that are phenomenally physically fit. But that's what I have to do.
I can relate, Mike. You know, I'm still down quite a few pounds from where I was.
I saw you with the pictures that you posted from Jimmy's, and you look okay, but you look okay like I look okay, where we both look like, yes, weight has come off, but there is no
form
fitness regime because we are lazy sacks of poo.
Yeah, and, it's so true. And also,
but unlike,
any strength
can
I
just
had,
can I add this to this?
Please.
In my case, I participate in outdoor activities, but it is not an outdoor activity that lends itself to total fitness. All the golfers on the PGA Tour that are physically fit get that physical fitness in the gym, working out. That's the way they do it. Whereas the people that are just out there don't be fooled and think that it's a physically fit activity. It's not. You walk, you hit a ball, you walk back, and you usually ride in a machine that gets you around. Now, in your case, you walk your dog. That is the extent of your physical
fitness. Two dogs,
fitness.
Yeah. But you know what?
That means double the exercise.
Mike, just being precise. But as the weather improves, I am going to get back to walking, which, again, helps with just feeling better. But thank you, Mike. Hey, you know what? You've stolen that sarcastic clap and made it your own, which is great.
It'll always be yours.
But the thing about walking is it's better than nothing. And it doesn't beat you up. It's, hey, I've lost hundreds of pounds doing it.
I bet if you did weight training, the bare minimum, mm-hmm. curls, squats, that type of stuff, with it, you know, went in and did free weights that you just buy a couple of weights at the local sporting goods store and you took them out, I think you would be amazed how you would respond to that. I think you would respond very, very well.
I've actually, you know, my son, as he will say, he's quite cut. If you ask him, he'd say his body is fire.
He works out a bit. He works out a bit, doesn't he?
He does. And so when he comes home in a couple weeks, he will get a membership at a local gym. I plan to sort of cotton on to him, sort of attach myself to him and have him teach me what to do. Because if I were to go to, say,
that's a great idea, man. That is a fantastic idea.
If I were to go to like a Planet Fitness, which I have in the past to use the elliptical, I have no idea what all those crazy machines.
Yeah, but if you, and you don't want to spend the money for a trainer. I know that. You don't want to do that. But you probably could get somebody. You probably wouldn't have to spend a lot of money to meet with a person one day that's a representative to when you join a place like that.
I think you
you a routine.
You get one free visit, I think, as I recall. I had to break up with Planet Fitness, but I you know, like a spurned lover, I'll go back.
But they can give you a thing that you do, and you don't need a mm-hmm. person standing over you. And I know I have to do it. It's the last thing I want to do. Mm-hmm. I love the 2 days, 2 to 3 days of the week where I'm not playing golf and I'm running around doing whatever the spirit moves me to do. I love that part of it. But I know when you get a lot of weight off, as you know you want to look better and better.
Yeah.
And better means having what's left of this pathetic body. The that's wasting away, and I'm still getting the comments, and thank God the meds I've been taking they take care of it in the gut area, which is great, but I know I still have to get out there and do it.
You don't want to be the saggy baggy elephant.
And I wonder sometimes with the aches and pains that I have, I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that maybe I should be, you know, improving the core strength. You know, getting out there, bench pressing a little bit, doing some. How much can you bench press currently?
I've never tried. I don't know.
You've never done that?
No. Why would I? It's not what I do.
You've never lifted a weight?
No.
Ever?
No.
Like you've never picked up a barbell?
Well, I'm sure I've picked one up, probably to tidy up. But other than that.
Where would there be one in here?
Yeah, I think Robert has a couple weights in the rumpus room over there that I probably had to move around. Wow. But though we're little guys, you know, like.
You've been in gyms?
I have. Mostly to meet guys.
Oh, my God. Here's the God. Example.
When I was working at the furniture store, or when we were doing all the gardening stuff.
In the 60s.
In the 1960s, we would go to the campaign rally for Kennedy and then go back like a bag of
fertilizer. Everybody's going with Spiewak.
Now, you know, like a bag of fertilizer weighs 80 pounds. And I used to move them around without any trouble. I mean, that was just something you did. You have to pick them up, move them, stack them. Bales of hay are heavy. What else was heavy was corn would be, you know, 5 dozen would go in a bag, right? Okay. And that's when it was nice, big, heavy, midsummer corn, like a
water filled.
If it was like a Silver Queen varietal, this
juicy,
is a heavy corn.
Heavy corn.
Straight from the garden, you know, you move those around. And so I never felt like I was a weak guy because I could do what I needed to do, but I feel a lot less of that since my issues. I feel
and
that
you lost weight because your issue gained a little bit back, but also the level. I know that especially as you get older, and you're not getting any younger either. Mm. The concept of I've read a lot about it, and I've seen stories of it. 60 Minutes did a thing on it. This specific type of weightlifting, which is a very slow. Up and down weightlift, where the goal is not doing reps. The goal is resistance. and sustaining resistance, which I think is a very cool, a little painful, but that's what you do. So, but I mean, the idea, the concept of, it's not what you do, of not doing a bench press. It's just, well, I guess, mean, that would fall into playing organized sports where you would do that.
Well, I mean, growing up, Mike, as you know, I come from a broken home, but growing up, I was surrounded by aunts and uncles, and there was very little organized sport.
Did you rope climb in gym?
Never could. Tried. Never
but
could.
But they had it? They had there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I did is I used the rope to make knots. Beautiful. A bowline.
On today.
I said, come here. Big.
This is just Speewax.
This is how you make a monkey's paw.
Making knots for a 150-foot yacht with that size rope. That's what it would be. Where you had that.
But,
oh, God. The rope climb was always a cruel exercise for
kids
with those. I don't remember. I don't remember if I did or I didn't. I don't remember it. I don't remember it well enough to have a bad experience or a good experience. I don't remember.
One kid in our class, Arthur Liu, grabbed that rope. And this is not a rope with knots. It's just a big rope. Hanging
not
from,
to be, you know, stereotyping here. Arthur Liu, was that L-O-U-L-E-W or L-U?
L-I-U.
L-I-U. Okay, yeah. I get it.
And so, right. and I remember when we were doing the rope climb, he grabbed and he went up that rope so fast it looked like backwards motion to a point where he was touching and hanging from the girder at the top of the gym. He was fearless. And he just did it. And I just said, well, that's not for me because I couldn't do it. And the
did thing you try?
That, sure.
Okay. Were you but mocked?
Yeah, pretty much regularly.
Did you get halfway? Did you get halfway up the?
No. Very little progress made.
There's a technique to it where
you have to use your knees, baby. You got to use your knees.
Legs are part of the deal, you know. And
so I just, that wasn't me. I also, Mike, I'm not proud of this. I've never done a pull-up. Sorry.
Ever?
Ever.
But wait, I mean, like when you were a child, you could have done a pull-up,
well, that's
pull
a chin-up.
Right?
That's a chin-up.
A chin-up.
Pull-up
pull,
is like
well,
that.
I mean, I know the pull-up and the chin-up.
Well, it doesn't really matter to split hairs because I've never done either.
Did you try?
Yes.
Were you mocked again?
You know, I think back, I think that's why I'm sort of the merry jokester of today, because you have to assume a comical demeanor if you're going to do that and fail. And
what was
so
it,
you
in
sort of
fifth grade,
them.
What roughly what was your body weight, do you think?
Ooh, I know that I was, as a freshman in high school, it was the first time I really saw it, and I said, wow, that's a lot, it was 190.
So you're a big boy.
Yeah, well, I always was.
All the way through late grade school and all the way through, you were a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And strong enough to get by, but not strong enough to, like, certainly, I wasn't being courted by the crew team.
I get it. I totally get it. I understand how that. So at this stage,
I don't regret it that much.
Let your son be your guide for that.
I would love
I tell my kid all the time that when you see high school athletes now, it's a different world that we all live in. It is a completely different world that we live in of physical fitness and the type of people that know, and also the people that train them that know how to get them into a level of fitness. It's really astonishing how that has transformed over the years. If you went back to the 1940s and looked at a professional baseball team then and compared them to a professional baseball team now, you would be stunned. You would think that who are these guys that just got off their bar stools and are walking into this room full of bodybuilders from the 2000s, you know?
Look at pictures of Ty Cobb or Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is a clown. He's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrifying.
Yeah. And but that's just the way it is. But I think really if you're going to lose the weight, you got to tighten up what you have.
You do.
I think
you
I'm going to do. And keep myself relatively healthy until that time comes. I want to talk about, it's a delicate subject for me right now.
All right.
Because I, as you know, am a supporter of a fine outfit known as the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society.
Oh, and they've been with us for a long time.
It is a guilty pleasure that I enjoy periodically, and suddenly some things will show up on my feed that come from that fine location on Facebook.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the new, I would call them, what did I write down here? Flashing posts. Let me explain what they are.
Okay.
For those of the people that might not know. They are, they can be two types of videos, short videos. We call them Facebook shorts, YouTube shorts. We put shorts up as well. And
yes,
you'll have a woman who's talking, sitting there fully clothed, in a chair, on a bed, whatever. And then suddenly, in the blink of an eye, you see her in her underalls. She is just, and then it flashes right back to her.
The ones you see, do they sometimes have sound with them? Like sometimes I like a TiVo bonk, like bump. Yeah,
right.
I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah.
You could probably find one and put one up there, and they're rapid, and they flash, and then they're gone. The other type are in their own way a little naughtier, in my opinion, because it's a, and have you, I want to know if you've seen this too.
All
it's a woman who's talking, and suddenly she will make a reference to down there, and then she will do a quip, a very quick camera dip, and then go back up. And have you seen what I'm talking about?
I think so. It's
like,
always,
hey, I just want to know something, and she'll say kitty, and then go like that.
Yeah,
and
I know. Yeah,
bingo.
And,
you know,
and it's impossible.
You
to
seem disgusted
them.
By that.
Yeah, I do. I don't. It's teasing, and it's not. It's not fair.
I see. I am absolutely. Well, you know.
They just cheated us.
I'm not looking for anything. I just find it somewhat interesting. You know, a little naughty. A little naughty moment that we
but
had.
But what if it's they got even bad. Naughtier? Would you please be pleased by that?
Look, I'm not going to get into the details of what I enjoy and don't enjoy. I am simply saying these seem to be rather frequent right now, and there seems to be a type of lady that's out there doing this. If there's a naughtiness to it, and it's essentially a flash, you get a quick flash, and I just wanted to say I wanted to go on record,
ladies and gentlemen, hit play and record at the same time right now.
They
go, Mike.
Are delightful. They are. They're naughty in an innocent little way.
I will give them the fact they are delightful. And if you're scrolling, say, TikTok, and you have, you know, 6 hours to burn, and you're just going flip, 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 flip,
right?
flip, and they're part of your scroll, part of your feed, they're not unpleasant. I'll give you that. But I couldn't watch them over.
That's an endorsement right there.
I couldn't watch them over and over.
I wouldn't watch them all day. I'm just saying one pops up on my feed, and I'm curious. It's not like I'm going to stare at them all day long, you know?
Do you ever follow the lady that does it?
What's that?
When you see one and you say, well, that was nice, do you ever click follow on that lady so you see more of her content?
I do know, but I will tell you. Oh, here. All right.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do.
Yes?
I'll tell you what I do. what I do, if there is the flash, which is, and normally the camera goes, or you've got the quick edit with the person, I'll normally time it to freeze it to see what I might have missed.
That's a little next level, I think.
Gotta
I've never done that.
I got to be telling, and I bet I'm not alone. I bet I am not alone.
I joked about that just a moment ago, but I've never done it.
Yeah. I do.
Hey, how successful
are
you?
I still have a healthy, remarkably so. You'd be amazed at how skilled I am at it. I don't require much timing at all for it. It's easy to do. Clicking is so easy. It's so easy to do.
The reflexes of a very horny cat.
And I don't know, if there's a name for it, if it's done regularly. I have no earthly idea, but it is something that it's just another avenue, and I find it to a degree innocent fun, playful,
I can
playful,
see that.
Erotic fun is what. Now, on
what
the
if
other
a guy hand, did it?
You know, you're interesting to me. You haven't done a pull up, and you were talking about going to the gym to meet men, and I'm just getting a little bit worried here.
No. I'm just saying
about that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just might not know the person I've been working with who might be leading a double life. I'm just curious about that.
I'm just curious. Would you
be a stretch? It would not be a stretch.
I know. The secret was in plain sight the whole time.
Yeah, it was there. There it was. It, with that collection of show tunes in his album collection, we should have known all along.
Mike knows a few show tunes too, though. So, you know what? Live and let live. But if a guy were to do it, would you find it intriguing?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Do you ever see that on your feed? Because I've not seen it.
No.
Okay. So it's obviously a female thing that they do.
Yes. That's what
just
it is.
Checking, and I'm, that's all.
And I say, I'm all for it. I think it's a very, very interesting little thing. And I know that there's probably a name for it. It's probably a category. And perhaps tomorrow, if you think we can get away with it, and the great and powerful Oz thinks that we can get away with it, I will offer both examples, and they will not involve any nudity whatsoever. And we'll see if we can get away with putting those up on the show. Or perhaps you can take care of that. You can find a couple for me. There are two kinds. There's the edit where you've seen, and maybe the one you haven't seen, where it's kind of a quick pan down. Oh, can I say one last thing about the Pinup Appreciation Society? I don't want to mention by name the individual that I have a problem with, but you know who you are, all right? I think the contributors to the TMOS Pinup Society are skilled curators of the female form. And there are some females that participate as well who curate very, very attractive men and put them up as well. However, let me just say there's one person out there who seems to only promote the idea of big boobs and a big butt. Mm-hmm. Always. And I know I am so aware of this person now, Eric, that I...
Ooh, that's a hint.
But I know when I see that picture, I said, oh, he posted again, and it's always him. And his type is always... It's just not my cup of tea. And I'd like to see him expand his horizons a
little bit. Live and let live. That's what he likes. You know?
Yeah, but don't foist... 50 pictures of it on the Pinup Society. Try to follow the example of Rob Cox, who is a masterful.
Rob, who?
That's his real name, COX. That's his name. I'm sorry. Try to follow his example. There. That's all I've said on the TMOS Pinup Society. But thank you for your support. We got to take a break. when we come back, we've got the round table. Later on, you have a gift corner. At least that's what you said to me.
Yes.
And a shout out to an old friend, actually an old friend's wife, who is super sweet and always does this for me. And I want to give her a shout out on the show. We'll have the roundtable coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. They need Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Nutrafol's drug-free whole body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visit required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure that you're never going to miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work, and it is the real deal. You know, Mother's Day is coming up. Yes, why not surprise mom with a new head of hair? Hey, look at me, mom. I'm not bald anymore. Very nice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS, everybody.
Oh, the Kraken just flashed me. Stop that, Kraken.
You haven't seen the one where they pan down, though, right? You haven't seen
that
one? I don't think so.
I'll go looking for that.
Nice research project for you to do. I think you'll enjoy that. Remember when everybody piled on The Rock and Oprah? I think we had the story on this show for trying to get people to donate to Maui Wildfire relief. By the way, my sister, I believe, still in Maui. Haven't heard from her in a while, but
still doing the volunteer work.
She's out there. Yeah, sure. Even though they pledged to start things off with $10 million, people thought it wasn't enough, given their massive wealth. They also thought it was tone deaf for rich people to ask for money from the 99%ers.
I remember that.
People were giving them crap. Yeah. Well, if it helps, it sounds like Oprah and Dwayne really put their money where their mouths were. A nonprofit that helps manage the distribution of those funds says they ended up raising $60 million. And while 20,000 individuals and companies donated, the bulk of the money, $60 million, came from Oprah and The Rock. So it wasn't just $10 million that they started with. They ended up donating a lot more to wildfire relief. And to hear the story my sister talks about, where they're going downtown Lahaina, which was a tourist street that was
Isn't that also a category, Mike? Downtown Lahaina?
Downtown Lahaina, yes.
Yes.
It's on the Pinup Appreciation Society. She said that they have these opaque screens on either side of the main drag in downtown Lahaina, and you can see on the other side some of the structures with the charred remains sticking up there. And then you can look up the hill and you can actually see the path of the fire with these ridiculously strong winds that came down, and they were the fuel, they were the oxygen that fueled this ridiculous fire. And it went right down to the sea and literally wiped out everything. And there are still plenty of people that are, you know, displaced, living in tents, that type of thing. It still goes on right now. When a disaster like Ian with our hurricane down here, or you have the fire in Lahaina in Maui, you know, we cover it, and then they move away. And you forget that people are over there. And so it's interesting that my sister was saying to me they this is their second year. Last year they left right before the wildfires happened, and they went back with the mindset of, yeah, it's been devastated in the downtown Lahaina area, but they need people to be tourists now more than ever. And even with that said, there is a blowback on people saying, you know, the housing that's being used for retiree vacationers should be going to other people. So it's always controversial.
And
but
her husband is named Paul, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And isn't it true that when they landed, Paul said, now's the time to buy?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak, monster, ladies and gentlemen. Here's something you would have never guessed.
What's that?
Tom Cruise is quite the breakdancer.
Naturally.
Isn't that something?
And why shouldn't he be?
Way. Yeah. At Victoria Beckham's star-studded 50th birthday party over the weekend, Tom, the Cruisemeister, apparently shocked the guests with a series of breakdancing moves. Some of the guests included the other Spice Girls. Gordon Ramsay was there. Salma Hayek, Jason Statham, Eva Longoria, star-studded. Unfortunately, cameras were strictly banned by the Beckhams, so we didn't really get any proof of Mr. Cruise doing his breakdance.
Like me, does this make you feel just a little acidy in your stomach?
Yeah, it's just like the rich and, hey, I can breakdance. Look at me. I'm a special. I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I've watched the documentary on the Beckhams. They seem like a couple very much
like
in love.
I like them, yeah.
Right?
I think
but
they're
the,
nice.
But it's the Cruise factor where it's like he wants to have a look at me moment. Is that what you're picturing?
It's not his birthday, and yet he chooses to pop and lock when there is no way that you can prove it.
Might have to agree with you, but at the same time, I probably would like to see the the picture.
I'd rather see Gordon Ramsay breakdance.
Now piss off! There you go. Finance Buzz wants to pay. This is Rob Spiewak territory. They want to pay what's called a Wookiee rookie. Oh, that might not be for you. You're not a Wookiee rookie.
No.
$1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies in the Skywalker saga.
Okay.
They want someone who has never seen, Star Wars movie or TV show before. The chosen one will give an outsider's perspective and we'll rate and evaluate the movies in the order they were released. So I would assume you'd need a relatively young person for this task, right?
And it's I applaud them showing them in the order that they were released as opposed to episode
starting with
one
episode four, it says.
Episode
that's what
four,
they
yeah. That's that's what we knew as Star Wars, Mike.
Yeah, 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching. Finance Buzz will also add $100 for snacks and streaming fees. You must be 18 to apply, and applications are being accepted until May 4th. Could you do a marathon of Star Wars if you were so inclined?
I could. I could probably blow them out in 3 days.
And you wouldn't you wouldn't be bored.
No. I will pop it in and watch my favorite scenes just occasionally. It pops up a lot on TBS. I'll watch it there. And they're streaming on Disney. I'll look at them occasionally. When Robert was I still like the first one, but the Star Wars Episode IV. But Empire is probably a better movie.
For those of us who are novices, can you explain why the first one is Episode IV?
Yeah, because they
prequels?
They originally went into it thinking there was just going to be a trilogy, but it became such a phenomenon that Lucas said his original idea was three trilogies. So they did episodes 4, 5, and 6, which is Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Then he did the prequels, episode 1, 2, 3, and then he did episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that's the order that they were released
in. Which one has Tatooine, the human centipede?
That is episode 10, and it is still being made, and it has Ron Jeremy in it.
Star Wars. I don't know. I think I liked the first one, too. Everybody did.
It's very special to me. My dad took me to see it when I was little, and it
means a lot. Does the first one have Jabba the Hutt?
No, Jabba didn't show up, I think, until—well, it depends. Oh, I'm getting so nerdy now.
Jabba that's all right. There are a lot of listeners that like that stuff, too.
Jabba was a character in passing in the first one, in episode 4, and then they did a re-release in like 96.
So Jabba is in the original Star Wars movie.
He's mentioned, but then they did a re-release where they digitally inserted him into the original one. Yeah, yeah. But I think it was Jabba was in, I think he was in Jedi. I think. I have to go back and check.
Was Yoda in the first one?
Yoda was in Empire.
What does that mean?
That was episode 5.
That's the first one.
Yeah, yeah, because Luke had to go to his planet, Dagobah.
All right, let's see if I got this right. The first one was Han Solo.
Yep.
Chewbacca.
Yep.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah,
right?
Luke.
As Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan, right?
Yeah, and you're missing Leia.
Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. Mm-hmm. And then you had the voice of James Earl Jones as Darth Vader.
I think David Prowse actually played the guy, but James Earl Jones did the voice.
And Nathan Lane.
That's right.
Very good. Okay. Just checking. Wanted to make
Nathan
sure we got
Lane
it right.
Nathan Lane played C-3PO.
Roddy McDowell played C-3PO, right?
No, Anthony McDaniel.
Who played, Roddy McDowell played...
the devil on Fantasy Island.
Roddy McDowell was not the copper colored.
No, that was Anthony McDaniels.
Who's he?
He's C-3PO. That's all he's ever done, and he has a lot of money.
And
he
of
just
course,
sold
R2-D2,
a lot of his stuff. Yeah, it was
R2-D2
Kenny Baker.
Was just making clicks and grunts and beeps.
Yeah, but inside him was Kenny Baker,
the dwarf.
Yeah. He also played some Ewoks, but that's for another time.
Multifaceted.
Yes, Mike, so many things he offers.
Very, a giant among character actors.
I think we may have lost him. I'll have to check that.
I think I may have lost my train of thought. Have you ever noticed this is really gross.
Yes.
But I think it'll make you feel good at the end. This is a long story.
All right.
Have you ever noticed the dusty stuff on packaged shredded cheese?
Yes.
It's always there. Whether you see it or not, and it's an anti-caking agent. It keeps the shreds from sticking and lumping together. Different companies use different methods. Kraft uses cornstarch. Tillamook, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, it's a great brand. I like Tillamook.
Tillamook
cheese.
Uses potato starch. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is refined wood pulp. Ew.
Lucerne uses both tapioca and potato starch. Other anti-caking agents can include calcium sulfate, which is a component in cement.
Yum.
If that sounds questionable, they're all food safe in small amounts. Still,
yeah,
not everyone is excited about ingesting these substances raw. So there is a social media trend of people washing their shredded cheese before use.
How stupid are we?
Most people are dumping the cheese in a colander, rinsing it with water, and then drying it on a paper towel. The water that strains out is cloudy and sometimes discolored.
Well, of course, it's got the anti... Mike, did you know that when I worked for the CIA, I was an anti-caking agent?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah, infiltrating bakeries around the third world.
That's right. But, Mike, of course, there's that dust on it because you don't want to...
Well, there are videos where they're doing this, and it looks gross, and that's what's turning people on. Rinsing cheese is messy, and you have to measure it out first because you shouldn't return the cleaned cheese to the fridge, even if it's dried. It can develop mold faster if you do that.
Yeah, well, it's got more surface area. Have you ever grated a block of cheese?
Well,
like,
yeah.
So
absolutely. 100%.
It sticks together.
Many different ways, yeah.
And it's not...
Who are you talking
to? It's
not
the way you want it. I know, Mike, I know.
I don't know the Star Wars, but I've grated plenty of cheese, pal. Absolutely.
Mike, I was a rhetorical question. And speaking of Star Wars, I'd like to confirm Kenny Baker passed in 2016, but it doesn't say who the pallbearer was.
That is very cruel. Send your letters to Rob Spiewak about that.
North Pole.
You shouldn't be washing cheese because it washes off the mold inhibitors that are also included. And you won't drop dead from the stuff they use to keep it from sticking together. Buying a block and shredding your own cheese is the way to go. Less convenient, but so is washing shredded cheese. It's stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
Grate it yourself. Grate it yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And it can be cheaper. There's a reason for you to grate your own cheese.
Do you
grate
want to know the
your
best?
Own cheese?
The greatest grated cheese is Costco's three cheese mix. I think they call it the Mexican blend. It's the best.
I bet that's got wood pulp on it. I bet that's got nasty concrete wood pulp on it.
I found a nail in it.
That's very exciting. Moving right along, Chris Farley's old Matt Foley character might have been more inspirational than we thought. A full third of Americans say they wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river. 30,000 people were asked, would you ever consider van life? They defined it as a lifestyle that involves living and traveling in a converted van. I raise my hand, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely.
Well, I mean, just this week I was talking to Jimmy about Kelsey. Kelsey's living in a van.
She's a hippie.
She loves it. Yes,
she
loves it.
She is a nomad. She is a hippie, and she's loving her life. By the way, there's a difference between a regular van like Matt Foley might have and one of those little mini RVs. I mean, if you could cook in it and clean in it, maybe shower in it. I'd be more, is that the van life or, you know?
I think, Mike, if you and I had the van life, it would be like a 1972 Chevy van with a teardrop-shaped back window.
Do you remember on the road trip to Iowa where we were all in that RV, and what did we come to the conclusion with? We were happy to get to the motel by the end of the day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Because the concept of living in that with strangers, not strangers, but people we don't live with maybe a family of four, maybe doable.
And
I mean,
the
there are people that love it. There are people that love that lifestyle, you know?
Bathroom not great. I know that.
I have had a fantasy, and I have not put it to bed yet, because I would love the idea of traveling the country one summer and starting right down here in Southwest Florida, computer in hand, and doing road trips all across the fruited plain and doing a podcast every day from on the road.
I would love to do that. As long as it was broken up with occasional hotel stays, I think that would be very cool.
Well, I don't want you coming with me.
No, Mike, I'm applauding your idea.
I think that it would be fun. You're more of a homebody than I am. That's it. I would stay in the van.
my father owned a van in the 70s.
Really?
And
hippie.
A lot of people don't know this, but the name Spiewak is a Polish name. And sometimes my mom refers to my father by his heritage. And one of the greatest things ever is he bought this stripped down van and he was going to carpet it. And he made a template of what he needed to cut the carpet as out of brown butcher paper. So he actually had a perfect pattern to cut the carpet out. And when he did it, he had it upside down. So when he was done, he had a perfect piece of carpet that fit his van upside down.
That is so Polish.
It really is.
36% of Americans say yes, they do the van life. 13% who actively want to do it. 52% said no. And 9%, here they are. They're always there in these surveys. Aren't sure.
No, I'm undecided.
Almost half of people under 30 like the idea. That doesn't surprise me. The same poll also found 44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny house with less than 500 square feet if it had shredded cheese on the floor.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. And finally, yeah. All right, I got to be delicate here because I always like to be careful in mixed company. Women are paying $500 to have salmon sperm injected into their nether regions down there to help floundering sex lives. A lot of older women. This is Dr. Amanda As a Party says, a lot of older women come to me and say they are not having any kind of, arousal anymore.
Sure.
And Amanda is an aesthetic nurse who runs clinics in London, Liverpool, and North Wales. Hello. Where's me salmon sperm? She told the Daily Mail. So we do what's called the O shot, and they're reporting stronger and more frequent, moments of nirvana. An O shot is a non-surgical treatment intended to rejuvenate the vagina and increase arousal. And it's alleged to typically show results after about 2 to 4 sessions. It's not always that. Let's see. Several kinds of injections are used. The patient's own blood can be used, and also the salmon sperm. Yeah. It gained traction in the U.S. last year after Jennifer Aniston revealed that she once sampled a salmon sperm facial, admitting to the Wall Street Journal that she will try almost anything to keep her skin looking young. These treatments are getting more and more popular, especially in the United States, but it's still very difficult to make the salmon hold still. There you go. Thank you, everybody. There you go. Somebody hold that fish. I want to tell you, that's wild. There it is.
Yeah, if you can't get the O shot, get the O-Mara. It's
the
also
O-Mara,
good.
Yeah. Available at dermglowskin.com.
double click.
We'll be right back with more fun and a thank you when we have a little bit of time right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's important TMOS news. Announcing the official TMOS Don't Get Happy T-shirt. Now available. If you want to be a member in good standing of the TMOS DGH Society, you need this official apparel. This striking navy blue and gold T-shirt is available in all sizes and is also available in a ladies' V-neck.
Mike, I don't even remember. When did you and Carla have time to pose for that picture?
We, about last week, I told you.
You look great. Right? The weight loss is really working for you.
These shirts are roomy, breathable, moisture-wicking, and have PosiCharge technology, which is nice. They're the modern stuff I wear down here. So visit our store. It's open 24 hours. These shirts are only available, people, until April 30th, so get them while you can. Plus, pick up a Mike O'Mara Show koozie with a K.
Yes. There Mike, go. And I heard from our business manager, and she told me that once you get your shirt orders in, they will ship on May 15th. So you'll not only have them for summer, you'll have them for springtime. So order now and get them in less than a month. It's an amazing turnaround. Yeah.
Get the koozie, get the shirt, support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob, always.
That's right. Mike, if you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
Bingo, baby. all right. Before we have Gift Corner with Rob Spiewak, I wanted to give a shout out to Angela Pasker, Angela Luigi Pasker, who is a friend of the show and the wife of my childhood buddy, Joey. And
that's
I put
where
a
I
nice
know the
post.
Name from. Okay.
I put a really nice post up about my mom and on her birthday yesterday. And there was a troll out there that got on there and made me feel sad. And then I read Angela's post and it immediately made me happy. It was really, really sweet to get a compliment about your mom, because there are not that many people that that I know that know my mom, and she's been gone a long time now. And Angela knew my mom, and just that meant the world to me, Angela. And I hope you hear this, because you've done it before, your husband has done it before, and the kind words about my mom from friends of mine that I grew up with in my little hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut, means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's awesome. You know, every time you put up something that is a sort of a vulnerable post, like you did about your mom, showing some love, showing some respect, showing a little bit of inside you, there's always going to be someone who hates on it. And just screw them.
Yeah, dark soul. Dark soul out there. I hope that makes them. Look, it's as simple, and it doesn't really need to be said, but I'll say it anyway, that when somebody's doing that, that person has some true, true unhappiness in their heart.
I agree.
And they are doing that because of that. And if you don't have the empathy chip, it means that you're not happy with yourself. If you have empathy, it means you're, in many cases, happy with yourself as well. So that's what it's all about.
Do you remember the tone of phone calls we'd get after 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon?
Oh my God, that's when the hate would come, because people were angry about being home and not having friends.
Like a tidal wave, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else was excited, and they were like going, you know what you need to do?
It used to be funny.
But we were, people, if you were concerned about that, we were really mean to them. There's the hypocrisy you know and love. Thank you,
love
everybody.
It. Yeah. Mike,
yes,
I have a gift.
Do
we want to do Gift Corner, or do we want to grab a break first?
Might
be smart to break here and then come back.
Yeah, because we used a lot of time during the roundtable. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back with the Gift Corner, and then have plenty of time for that, ladies and gentlemen, because Gift Corner is always special.
It is.
Who doesn't like a nice present once in a while, huh? Am I kidding you? Yeah, I'm not kidding. we'll be right back with the Gift Corner, and Rob threw me for a loop. Yeah, we are running late. That's the way the shows have been lately, because they're so good. If you have some killer ink, I just found out. Get one of their boxes here.
Please.
About this company here. This is their SPF 30 from Mad Rabbit. It's
an awesome, I can't new hold up a box, Mike, because Julia took all mine and will not give it back.
Clean, natural ingredients on Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products. Another one here right now. What is this? This is the soothing gel. Right,
she loves that. Oh, my God. She loves that.
This
smells so
good,
she says. Yeah.
Yeah. You can help take care of and preserve your tattoos. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. I got the bomb, too. This is the
Mike, you are the bomb.
Tattoo care. And this is the Tattoo Bomb Vanilla Coconut. Now, their hero product right here, the Tattoo Bomb. It revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. Oz, you use this product, and you are a fan. Am I correct about that?
Every single day.
That's it. Thank you, Oz. It's got clean, natural ingredients, which I mentioned before, and it's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Rob, Julia's using it. She took all the stuff from you, correct?
Yeah, she loved, you know what? I love the fact that she's using the sunscreen that protects her tattoos, because that's also protecting her. I love to see her taking care of herself, but she loves this stuff. Absolutely.
Tattoo, balm, sunscreen, gel, lotion. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code that I just mentioned, TMOS25, you get 25% off. That's why it's TMOS25.
Love it.
Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off. madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use our promo code TMOS25. There, I've said it enough. You know
yes,
it. You love
you
it.
Do it.
Time for Gift Corner, Rob Spiewak. Lay it on me.
Mike, do you have handy our P.O. Box? Because this would be a great time to give the P.O. Box address. If you want to get a gift to Mike, you can use this. But right after we'd had some changes to the show, got a nice email from a guy. What's the matter?
I've got Gary Busey. I don't have it. It's around here somewhere. Hold on. It fell over here. I got it.
You got it. Okay.
I got it.
Okay. What's
and
that
my
P.O.
Headphones
box?
Popped out because
no. Oh, my.
Wild card there. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yes, go.
First of all, there are two things I want to tell you about. If you want to send a letter for the show, Rob's Mailbag. We're bringing that back. Rob at MichaelMarishow.com. We'll read your letters if Rob so sees it fit on the show. And if you'd like to send anything to the Mike O'Mara Show, the new TMOS address is 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907.
Love it. Now, when we made some changes to the show a couple weeks ago, and I got a lot of lovely emails about it, but this one sort of stuck out. It said, "Hey, Rob, great to hear you and Mike every day. You guys are the best." This is when, remember I took out those old golf clubs I was telling you about?
He says, the Ben Hogan's.
"I have a wooden golf club, and I use it once a week when I play golf. It's my grandfather's old club, a Callaway Hickory Stick pitching wedge.
Good
and
Lord.
This thing is accurate." He says, "It's precisely 30 yards every time." And
wow.
He says, "It's the only club he hits consistently with. Anyway, love you guys. Be well. Tell the haters to S-A-D." And it comes from Ben Page. And it turns out on his signature, it says, "Consumer Services, S. Martinelli and Company." And I wrote back, I said, "Thank you for the kind words, looking forward to the future, and I love your product. I bet you know..."
Trivia question.
Yes.
Who was Anthony Martinelli?
I don't know.
Gotcha. So you normally remember pop culture from the old days?
Yeah, who is it?
Anthony Martinelli lives in the north end of Boston, and Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Oh, that guy! Yes, I know!
It's the mother yelling out the window.
Yes! Anthony!
Anthony! If you could pull that for tomorrow's show, I would love to see that.
Prince Spaghetti?
Prince Spaghetti commercial. It's the old one. Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. Back when advertising was Mad Men advertising. Very, very exciting. All right. Sorry to interrupt.
So I wrote him back a thank you and said, "Love your product. I know that Dean Martin used to drink Martinelli apple juice on stage. And now that I'm sober," this was actually when I wrote that on the day I was 25 months sober, said, "It's great for family celebrations. Yesterday, two cases of Martinelli product arrived on my doorstep."
Let me see, do you have a bottle?
Yes, Mike, this is the, and I will sample what you choose, the organic Honeycrisp cider, which looks amazing. And
yeah,
then
it looks delish.
Just regular Gold Medal cider. And this is a flavor I had not tried before, Martinelli's Sparkling Apple Grape Cider.
I've seen that. I've seen substitute, like you put in a champagne glass or something like that.
So I have never tried this, so I'm going to pop it open now.
Oh, try the champagne stuff. What's it called again? What's that stuff called?
It is a Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Apple Grape Cider. And I just want to say thank you to Ben Page, mostly for supporting the show and loving the show, but thinking of me and sending this, I'll be all set for parties. So let me tell.
Mike, oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Mike,
it
okay.
had an O.
It happens to all men.
Look at that. Oh yeah. A little early.
Yeah.
Premature. That was there you go. Yeah. All right. You don't need like a flagon of it for
Mike.
Christ's
I'm
sake.
Sitting I here mean, in on. Cider. I'm sitting in a puddle. Hold on.
Thanks to Ben Page for sending the apple pie.
Boy, that's good apple juice.
How does it taste? Do you like
it? You know what? It's fantastic and a little dry. You know, like it's not cloying or anything. I love it. Ben, thank you so much. You're a good guy. Appreciate it.
All right. If you don't want to send something to Rob's house, please send something to me at Mike O'Mara Show, 13300.
That's
South Cleveland Avenue,
M-I-K-E.
Suite 56, Box 202. Fort Myers, Florida, 33907. I really thought this first gift corner would be something Carla brought in, but I guess that's not the case. And if you want to send a letter to the mailbag, it's Rob at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Yes. I've got a couple. We'll probably have mailbag this week. We have a couple already that I like.
If you haven't noticed, the show is Rob and me now, and we are going to periodically have guests filling the third chair, and we're going to be having more listener interaction in future months with the show. Exciting stuff in the pipeline that I think you will be very, very excited to hear about. And, you know, just look for that. New stuff coming all the way down the pike, and we're very, very happy about that. Before we go, we did the gift corner, but I wanted to ask, because we've had it for a couple of days now, your eyes. You went to your eye exam. You were talking about going to your eye doctor. How did everything check out?
You gave me a little bit of grief by going to VisionWorks instead of to an actual doctor.
Yes.
And, you know, I always was under the impression that they keep an actual doctor on staff. And
some do, some don't. You can go to a medical doctor ophthalmologist who is his office is in the back behind where you see all the frames and glasses and stuff.
Well,
like that.
I spoke to my mom about that, and they said, did you see an ophthalmologist or an optometrist? And, you know, my mom works for Inova, the medical monolith that runs all medicine around Washington,
right.
D.C. I said, well, it wasn't an ophthalmologist. She says, oh, yeah, easy degree, not a doctor. And I said, oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. I mean, you have to, if you've got a real issue, you go to an MD, But I would think an optometrist can also do an eye, a regular basic
eye. Well, they could. They can do an
eye
exam. And I went in, and the whole place was crawling with teenagers. That's who's running this place. And one of the teenagers up front actually gave me some of my tests, did the air puff test, had me focus on the dot. You know, they don't need to dilate your eyes now. For an upcharge of $19, they can do the dilation test virtually without having to screw up your pupils. So I paid that $19 so I could drive home. And then I went to the doctor and had my eyes checked. And,
you know, Rob, can I tell you something seriously? And I've done this for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
You can get the test done the old-fashioned way and still successfully drive home if you wish to. Okay.
I've tried it, Mike. It was a sunny day. I wasn't going to risk it.
Tonight on 2020. All right. So to speak. Yeah, so you go in there. All right.
So I go in and I do all the tests and everything. And she says, well, all the problems that you've had are getting worse. We need stronger. And they have near and far, but now near they have reader distance and computer distance. So I'm going to get progressive glasses that on the bottom, focus at about 12 inches, and at the top, focus at about 2.5 feet. So when I'm looking at the computer, it's a different prescription than when I'm looking up close. And now I also need to get distance glasses for driving, but that's not the best thing. The best thing is when she said, did your parents have cataracts?
Everybody has cataracts, Rob. It's the beginning. You're just getting, everybody eventually will have them. That's what I was told by my ophthalmologist.
Yeah, and that's, so they're starting. And I said, what can I do about it? She said, wear sunglasses. So look at me. I'm going to be Mr. Cool for a while until I need surgery. I'm going to be a sunglasses guy.
Sunglasses on the show?
Maybe. As soon as I get this cider off my leg. Who knows what'll happen?
I don't think you have to do it inside, Rob. Just outside. That's all. But I mean, I feel your pain. I
don't know. Ray Charles never had
cataracts,
and he wore sunglasses all the time.
Not appropriate. I'm sorry. Too soon.
What's the matter with me?
We have to take a break, and we will come back with the side of Flip and lots more fun. And congratulations on your cataracts.
Yeah, and my sticky leg.
There you go.
Cider, sitting in a puddle of cider.
We are taking up a collection because neither Linus or that other dog, Lufa, or whatever the dog's name
Sebastian.
Is, Sebastian, they can't walk a blind person. We'll be right back, everybody. Seeing eye dog joke. Walk a blind person.
Now that's funny.
What kind of joke was that? Was it a seeing eye dog joke? No, it was a walk a blind person joke. All right, listen up. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for weight loss. Witness the results yourself. I've shed over 80 pounds, never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. Simply take a quiz, consult with a doctor, and have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies are included, so you can start immediately. Don't hesitate. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? Have you seen people doing it? People are doing it all over America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise. Reclaim your true self. Get excited. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She is dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go get her done, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. It's time to flip it.
Hello.
All right, Mike, I don't like birds. You know this. I really don't like talking birds.
This is one of the weird things that you have. There was an osprey out on the golf course that had caught a fish and was in the shallows that is one of the most magnificent creatures on God's earth. I cannot believe in one of your many idiosyncrasies and quirks that are so abnormal that you do not like birds.
What about, Mike, what about like a 75-year-old parrot with its gray tongue talking to you? You don't,
I
that
think
doesn't
they're
flip
magnificent.
You out?
They're magnificent.
Boo. But anyway,
okay. Whatever.
Mike, I like this bird. This bird knows how to stir your coffee. He's a little guy. But watch it. As soon as they put the spoon down, watch.
Aren't they great? Look at that. This is a video day, ladies and gentlemen.
But this is like a little budgie today that is stirring coffee like his life depends on it. Go again. Here we go.
That
he just knows
fantastic
how to stir coffee.
I love it.
And then
what joy he brings that thing.
Then he pecked his owner's eye out.
Yeah, and then he chased Tippi Hedren down the street.
And you tell me I make old references?
There you go. That's the birds, everybody. I'm just trying to get a power.
What about the now, did you ever watch when they do roasts on Comedy Central? They're usually very hit and miss, even within the roast.
Yeah, and I find them, I don't know. Maybe I'm turning into an old fart with that. I just don't think they're as funny as they should be. You know
yeah,
what I mean? I really
but
don't.
The next one they're doing is going to be on Netflix.
Okay.
And I think they'll have the regular cast of characters, although they've been vague about it. And I like the subject if they go all in. Would you okay watch, in May, a roast of Tom Brady?
The man, the arena. The roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No f***ing problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live. Hosted
oh,
by
yes, no. Goodbye.
You pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
May 5th on Netflix. I like Black. The fact, though, that they're calling it the greatest roast of all time or yeah the groat.
The groat. You know what? Thank you, no. I'll pass.
Really?
I'll pass. Yes, I could care. It's a vanilla. It's Kevin Hart, Tom Brady. Yeah they got Jeff Ross.
What if Jeff Ross goes in on his plastic surgery?
You know what?
I would like to hear it. I would.
Enjoy it. Enjoy right it. If there's some clips, bring them to the show. There
all right. So Mike O'Mara, not watching.
Well, I mean, Kevin Hart, I think is, I'm just not, I wish I was a fan, but I'm not. I think it's one note all the time. I feel that way. Can't help myself.
He's like Kenny Baker, Mike. It's a good
Kenny
callback.
Baker?
He's very short.
He's the one that was in Star Wars. That's a bad callback. All right, but go ahead.
You didn't care for it. All right. No. I have a quick trivia trivia band trifecta question for you. I call this the trivia trifecta. I'm going to play you a song from three different bands, three different songs. What do these bands have in common?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you have Hart.
Yep.
You have Van Halen.
Right.
And, it's not that old.
It's the Kinks.
It's the Kinks. Okay. Right. And what do they have in common?
What all three bands have in common. I liked this.
I don't know. I do
they
not
They all
know the
feature
answer.
Siblings.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because the Van Halen brothers, and then you've got Ann and Nancy
brothers.
Wilson, and then you've got the Kinks. I didn't know they were siblings.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool. Now, while we're talking...
What is that, Ronnie and Jeremy Kink? Is that who it is?
No, it was Ray and Dave Davies, the Kinks.
Ray and Dave Kink.
Mike, I think that you're...
Mr. and Mrs. Kink...
Dr. O'Sullivan, Mr. Kink.
Let me present you with your twins. The Kink family.
I think that you, with Michael, avoided the Wiggles, right? You didn't have a big Wiggles presence growing up?
No, and I remember when you, with
Robert especially.
With Robert III, loved the Wiggles, right?
And it was I stand by this, one of the best concerts I ever went to because I knew every song because we watched them every day. But the Wiggles were a big part of our lives for a while because of my son. The Wiggles just had a really fascinating documentary. I think it was on Netflix. It talked about how they're the top earning celebrities in Australia. They were incredible. A big deal, but what they've done, they're staying current. They've released some of the classic Wiggles songs as EDM remixes.
It's a Wiggles song right here?
Yeah. To the monkey. Original vocal. To the
monkey. Different style, obviously.
Yeah. Monkey,
monkey. Same sounds guys?
Like yeah, it's the original vocal. Sounds like you'd be in a club, doesn't it?
Didn't they do something for you? Didn't you go backstage or something like that?
No. Beth Ann got me tickets, but that was the only good thing Beth Ann ever did. But treat.
Ever. Yummy, yummy.
Hot potato. Okay. So anyway, if you're in the club and you hear the Wiggles,
I know
that's
this
what
one, Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
Oh, you know that one? That's a good
yeah.
one. Toot, toot,
yeah.
chugga, like chugga, that, big red car is their best.
Did thing. You hear the original from that Hot Potato? It was done
no.
by the Kink Brothers. Harvey and Joel Kink.
Joel Kink?
Joel Kink.
He's my favorite Kink.
Yeah. Who is also Joel Kink, who was made famous in that movie with Tom Cruise. Now I'm blocking, and it's not going to work if I'm blocking on
Risky
the movie.
Business?
Risky Business. Yes. Joel? I'm all over the place right now. What did you do with my egg? All right.
Okay, let's
go
close
ahead.
With
I'll
this.
Shut up.
We said we were going to maybe today talk about Trump on trial. We'll get to it. But one of the things I find fascinating is the jury selection. Mm-hmm. And I found out today that when they bring jurors in to be interviewed, they don't know what trial they're going to be a juror for. So here is one of the people.
That.
Yeah. So here is one of the people that was brought in and interviewed as a possible Trump juror, not realizing that it was going to be Trump, and her reaction. She was not chosen, but this is her reaction to seeing the man.
Have you ever served as a juror before?
No, that's my first time because I just became a citizen in August.
Yeah.
And that was my first call. And that
so
was,
you just yeah. became a citizen of the
yeah.
United States. So that means you've never voted in a presidential election.
Exactly.
You get called to be a juror, and this is the jury that you are called to.
Yes.
What was that? Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
I know.
What was your impression of Donald Trump when you saw him?
You know, he looked less orange. He looks, he doesn't look angry, or I think he looks bored.
Mike, he was less orange, and that's
less orange
what's
and
going on.
Instead of angry.
Yeah.
Fantastico. All right, that's it. We got to get out of here. Remember, I gave you the address. I'll do it again
that's
because
right.
you reminded me. And T-shirts and koozies on sale for you right now at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you want to send anything to Rob's mailbag, just send him a drop him an email at Rob@MichaelMaraShow.com. And our new TMOS address is 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida 33907. For Rob Spiewak and the great and powerful Oz, ladies and gentlemen, maybe he'll be revealed sooner than you think.
I'll give a clue, Mike. May I give a clue? His full yes. name is Oz Kink.
Oz Kink, one of the Kink Brothers. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Lekker.
Peace be with you.
Well, I don't get the brain man cold, but
here's Johnny.
How about that?